Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Battle of Amines, a RSL Rivelet magazine reading entitled The Black Day Brigades by Professor Stanley, Peter Stanley. 100 years on, the victory of Allied forces at the Battle of Amines can be attributed to superior strategic planning and calculated collaborations. So I'm reading some of the articles that's come across my front. I'm not reading a scientific article, so I won't comment as break into it as much as commented. So it begins. The centenary of the Battle of Amiens, which began on August the 8th, 1918, is a fitting time to reflect on the role the Australian Corps played in the critical battle that marked a turning point in the World War I. While major focus has previously been on the action at Hemel on the 4th of July, the major Battle of Amiens, fought only a month later, deserves attention. The Battle of Amiens marked the beginning of the 100 days that saw Allied armies begin to push the occupying Germans eastward out of France and Belgium towards the long-sought victory. In the battle, British Empire, Australian, Canadian and French divisions, 31 of them, put into practice the new tactics that the British generals, learning from experience, had been developing over the previous year, using an array of weapons becoming available. Many Australians believe that during the attack on Hemel on the 4th of July, General John Monash devised novel tactics and won a notable victory. In fact, it was a minor attack developed by Australian officers that demonstrated the value of up-to-date techniques. By then, general across the British Empire forces in France. Over the 4 years of trench warfare, both the Germans and their opponents had sought ways to break the trench stalemate that killed and wounded millions of men. In their spring 1918 offensives, the Germans had found a way to break through, using devastating short artillery barrages and storm troops to bypass opposition. Their attempt to split the British and French armies had failed, stopped by exhaustion and gathering strength of their opponents. Through the terrible years of slaughter, British officers began to develop new weapons, like the tank, to devise new ways of using existing weapons, like better artillery control. In the summer of 1918, they put those ideas to the test in battle. Monash, eager to apply them and adding his own methodical energy in command, showed at Hamel that new tactics works. The attack at Amiens, he and Canadian, British and French corps commanders applied them on large scales. Five corps attacked 14 German divisions straddling the River Somme, British, Australian, Canadian and two French, from north to south. The attack opened on the dawn of August 8th. More than 500 British tanks advanced alongside the Australian and Canadian infantry. In a few hours, they had captured their objectives. While the attack's aim was to drive the Germans back, in doing so, not just gained several kilometres of ground, but inflicted a severe blow against the German morale. The German defenders, outnumbered and overwhelmed, fell back, though on the following days resisted with increasing resolve. Over the next few days, casualties increased for the attackers and gains lessened. The attackers found they still had to learn how to coordinate following up against stiffening German resistance. The first day cost the Allies 9,000 Allied casualties, including 2,000 Australians, and over the following days, another 4,000 Australians were killed or wounded. The gains, up to an unprecedented 9 kilometres, represented startling proof of the success of new tactics. Ernst Ludendorff, the German commander, famously described Amiens as the Black Day for the German army. He could see that the Germany could not withstand the cumulative pressure on such attacks on the entire front. Monash's four attacking Australian divisions leapfrogged through the successive objectives, working skillfully with the tanks, artillery and aircraft, helping the flanking British and Canadian divisions gain their objectives. One of the men, Captain Charles Duke of the 5th Pioneer Battalion, described Amiens as easily the best 2 days of the Australians have ever had in France. Monash's contribution had been to implement his commander's directions, introducing novel ideas such as aerial resupply of ammunition. While the many attribute the win to Monash's celebrated methodical planning, several other factors aided in the victory for the Allies. The collaboration between the forces and application of tactics disseminated across their armies led to a startling victory. Okay, so it's actually rather interesting in the for Early Servicemen, a magazine for early servicemen. If you join up in the RSL, you get this magazine. It's very interesting to actually go through the articles here because they're actually well rounded and actually talk sort of debunk some of the jingoistic myths that are often found. I suppose in ABC documentaries, there's sort of jingoistic myths and sort of the other myths that say in Turkey wasn't actually led by the Germans at that stage. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.